Good afternoon. My name is Shadi Saleh. Today I will present our participation in CLEF shared task, eHealth Task 3. It was in the last 2 months. First, I will talk about what is shared CLEF eHealth task and in its two parts. Next, I will move to talk about language model information retrieval and HiMestra model. I will talk about our experiments and conclusion future work. First of all, what is a CLEF initiative? It's a series of evaluation labs, for example, laboratories to conduct evaluation of information access systems and workshop to discuss and pilot innovative evaluation activities. Shared CLEF eHealth evaluation, it's shared task focused on natural language processing and information retrieval for clinical care. Task 3, we participated in Task 3, it has two parts. First part, Task 3A, approximately we had 1 million medical documents in English, and the goal was to retrieve the relevant documents for the user queries. Also, in the first part, all queries are in English. The second part, part B, was to extend the first part by providing translation for the queries into German, French, and Czech. And in this task, we had to translate these queries into English and then apply the retrieval again. Basically, this is a task three. I will start with language model information retrieval. First, I will talk about what is information retrieval. Information retrieval is a problem of selection the documentary information from a storage in response to a user query. This is the information retrieval system, and it consists of two parts. First, the indexer, which creates the index from the documents, and second part, the retrieval parts, which responds to the user query as to back retrieval documents using some ranking model and shows results page. Next, cross-language information retrieval. CLEAR, it enables users to retrieve documents in language different from the language, from the source language or user language. Mainly the infrastructure of CLEAR, the process like this, the user types query in source language, and then that query is translated to target language. We apply the retrieval on the target or collection language. The results are in target language also. There's some optional step. We can translate the documents into user source language, but in this task, we just retrieved the documents in the target language, not the main or user query language. Basically, in information retrieval systems, we have four models: Boolean model, vector space model, probabilistic model, and language model. Some experiments, we agreed that language model will give us the best accuracy in this task, so we moved on language model IR. Generally speaking, language model assigns a probability to a sequence of M words by a means of probability of the distribution of these words in the collection. But in IR, the language model is associated with a document in a collection, each document has its language model. A document is a good match for a query if this document is likely to regenerate this query. For example, for a query Q, the retrieved documents are ranked based on the probability of this query given the document model. We used high Mistral language model. High Mistral language model ranks the documents using this probability, the probability of document I given the query. This is a prior probability of document I in the collection, and for each term term j in the query, we calculate this the product of these sums. This lambda in this in the first part represents how the term g is important in the query. In the document, how the term g is important in the current document, and the second part represents how the term g is unimportant in the entire collection, multiplied by 1 minus lambda. Lambda in this equation is fixed for all terms, and it's a factor to be tuned. So it has fixed value and default value, but we prefer to tune this value and search for the best for the best one. Our experiments. First, I will talk about our contribution, what we have done in the in this task. First, we started with processing the data and generate trig format dataset because trig format is standard format and it's supported by many tools and evaluation tool and IR system. Then index the index and create the dataset using IR system. Do the retrieval and the training queries using some the best IR model we agreed on it and evaluate the results to choose the best model and tune the model parameter. The first task, as I said, was to retrieve doing the retrieval using the best model with its parameter and next, we did spell checking on training and test queries, and then apply the retrieval again. Next, we did query expansion on the user query, and finally, we built queries using other fields like title or narrative tags. The second part was to translate the queries into English and redo the retrieval again. The test collection we have as I said basically it's about medical domain provided by Kishmoyo project. The document in the collection came from some very famous medical websites and databases about e-health and net organization. All the documents again are in English. The test collection has this format for each website or source of web pages. We have this file. This file contains many web pages separated by these tokens. Here goes the content of the page. Here's the ID of the page, the date, the URL, the original URL, end of record, and next other page. So as you can see, it's HTML pages. Queries. We had five training queries plus 50 test queries in English, Czech, and French, and German. Also, queries were in trig format. It's ongoing series of workshop focusing on IR techniques. Also, Trick provides evaluation tool. We used Trick evaluation tool using mean average precision on the queries to evaluate our results. Here's a query sample. As you can see, it consists of many topics. Each topic has ID, discharge summary, title, description, profile, and narrative. The trig documents have the following format. Also, it consists of many documents. Each document has document ID, title, and text. So basically we care about title and text. Track file, the document has title and text tags. So those tags were filled as following. First, the title tag was filled using title HTML tag from the HTML page. In some HTML pages, we couldn't find title; it was missed. So we built the title tag using H1. Generally, H1 in the HTML tag is important tag, so we used H1 to build the title tag. All the HTML tags contain, for example, meta keywords, description tags, div, span, etc., were used to build the text tag for the document. We did this cleaning using HTML strip parallel model. Also, we try to use some tool like PolarPipe, but actually it didn't give us accuracy like HTML strip. For example, we got for the map value, we got about 40% with PolarPipe, while we got 51% with HTML strip. So we agreed that HTML strip is the best one to use in this collection. In the information retrieval system, we use Theory Research Engine. It's open source tool written in Java. It has implementation for many weighting model. Also, it supports automatic query expansions. First, after applying high Mistral model on theory on the collection, we had to tune the lambda parameter. As I said, there is fixed parameter for all terms. It's lambda, so we lambda parameter has the values from 0 to 1. So we try to find the best value for lambda. The default one, I think, it's 0.35, something like here. But in our collection, we got 0.087 at the best value for lambda. It gives us about 51% for the map value. Next, after doing the first experiments, we found some error in the machine translation output. Krishmoy, for example, in this query, Anoxitske, Bosch, Kozeny, Moscow. In the output, as you can see, there is a Czech word and it shouldn't be here. The expected translation for this query is Anoxitsk brain injury. As I heard, it's not spell checking. It's a noun word for the machine translation system. So the medical words in the queries, the machine translation system couldn't translate all the medical terms. Moving to English query, also in the English queries we could find such like query treatment for subarachnoid hemorrhage. As you can see clearly, it's incorrect word. In English treatment, some typos. I couldn't figure out if these words are correct or not. So I tried to write some tool to find the correct one. I used this website, Medical Dictionary, as I tried to automate this process to ask the website for the term, and the websites will respond with this page for unknown words, and it will suggest the best match for the closest word for this one. So as you can see, this is incorrect word in the query. Unfortunately, we couldn't know more about the results of the spell checking because the errors were found only on test queries, not trained queries. So we couldn't evaluate our system after doing the spell checking because, as I said, errors are only in test queries. After doing the spell checking, we tried to do query expansions. Generally, user set interaction is very difficult to get feedback from the users if the results are good or not. So we tried to simulate this process, the feedback, the query expansions, or it's called pseudo or blind query expansions, has the following process. First, we do the first retrieval to create the initial pool of the relevant documents, and then we choose that Y documents have the highest rank, and choose the X terms from these documents using the highest TF-IDF score. But as you can see, there is danger in this approach because we suppose that the two ranked documents are relevant. Maybe they are not. Our last experiments was to use narrative in the topic. Narrative could contain some extra meaningful informative words, like, as you can see here, heart, patients, etc. So we added the narrative text into query. In the second part, we applied we translated the queries from German, French, Czech into English using Krishmoyu system, and we applied the retrieval again. Here are the results. For English, we got the best results for English, the baseline, 51% for map value, mean average value for all queries, train queries, which are about 5 train queries. For after spell checking, we got the same results because in train queries we couldn't find errors, so we don't know how much it enhanced the results. After doing query expansions, it couldn't might not help so much in train queries, but it may help in test queries because in test queries we have 50 queries, so it might differ. The second part, we got the best result for the Czech language. The baseline was 41. Conclusion, we got many insights from our first year participation, which was very surprised that the simple tool for data processing was better than the complicated and statistical one. Second, optimal parameter value like lambda, the optimal value for this parameter in general domain may not be optimal in the specific or medical domain. Also, sometimes a machine translation system cannot translate the difference form of a term, even it was correct, but the system couldn't translate this word. We should always do manual checking for the data because we discovered this spell checking by manual checking. Future work, I would like to work more on expanding queries using unified medical language system and use discharge summaries, which contains brief summary of all important information about the entire reports about the patient, and work more in queries auto-correction, especially for non-English language. It was not so difficult for English, but it was impossible for other language to do the spell checking. Thanks. Train queries. 5 train queries. Actually, it was not my decision. The shared task. last year, also they gave 5 train queries for the training process.